We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the ones who will make a difference. We are the ones who will change the world. We are the ones. We are. We are. We are the ones. We are. We are. I've been feeling like I can't make a difference. I've been feeling like there ain't no use. Feeling tired and a little unconscious. Coming up with every kind of excuse till I realize it's not all up to me. When we join together, we shape our destiny to see a world.
Generations in all of human history have had the opportunity to rise to a challenge that is worthy of our best efforts, that has a challenge that can pull from us more than we knew we could do. I think we ought to approach this challenge with a sense of profound joy and gratitude that we are the generation about which 1,000 years from now, Philharmonic orchestras and poets and singers will celebrate by saying they were the ones that founded within themselves to solve this crisis and lay the basis for a bright and optimistic human future. Let's do that. Thank you very much.
Hello and welcome, you beautiful people. You are listening to Tall Cats Psychic 101 on Station 1. Every other Monday, I aspire to inspire you with refreshingly real radio and no-nonsense wisdom. That's right, the tall one arrives right after the delightful Alison Bogman's Visible by Numbers. Tonight's topic is optimism. Yeah, I said optimism in uncertain, unstable times. I'll be talking about some how-tos because y'all guys know I love the hands-on tools. And I'll be taking live on-air calls as well. Now, I love interacting with you, the listening audience. And I want to remind you that I have absolutely no trouble getting back on topic. Most of the time, at least, anyway. That's what spontaneity is about. So please give the Tall Cat a call. The numbers are 888-815-9756 and 877-876-5227. I'm going to open the lines up in just one moment. I'll be happy to give you a sample reading, discuss our topic, or answer any burning question you might have in your little heart. So, did you guys know that we are the ones? You are the ones. I am, you are, we are the ones who will make a difference, who will change the world. Yeah, baby. Al Gore said, what we need is another hero generation. We actually have full true potential to be just that, a hero generation, like Al said. Did you know that? Ever thought about that idea? How dare we be so optimistic? Okay, guys, let's call the phone lines open now. What do you say? Go ahead and call in with a question to discuss the topic or just anything you feel like calling in at any point from here on out throughout the show. Once again, the numbers to dial the tall one are 888-815-9756, 877-876-5227. So, how dare we be so daggone optimistic? We are faced with unspeakable economic stress and loss beyond understanding in many cases. There's chemtrails. There's polluted water. We got drought. We got war. We got food shortages, and not just in foreign countries anymore either. Governmental greed on the level of insanity. Potential rising seas with loss of coastal landmass on the horizon, and not to mention polar shifts in the approach of 2012. Wow. Now, the New Age movement sees the solution, it seems to me, they seem to see the solution as holding hands and watching for rainbows or growing some kind of crystal wings. I don't know what the heck they're talking about. They've got the ascension action going on. It seems that is their convenient detour. Guess they overlooked an inconvenient truth, same as former President Bush did, right? And speaking of right, we got the religious right, who believes a savior is just going to drop out of the sky. But even more so interesting is that even informed, aware individuals, the ones that have been and are preparing for vast, deep changes, tend to forget that we are the ones. Once again, I want to tell you, I got the phone lines open, everybody. And don't feel like you're butting in or interrupting, because I am known for getting back on the topic, or at least close to it. So let your fingers do the walking and give the tall one a call. I'll be happy to give you a sample reading. Or if you want to discuss the topic or just make a comment, whatever, it's cool. And it just isn't the same without my audience call, so go ahead and dial the numbers. Take a chance. Take a risk. Hello. It must have worked. I hear we got a caller. Hello.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
Linda from Tampa.
Linda from Tampa. Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's great. I just wanted to talk a little bit about optimism.
Oh, please do.
As you know, I've had a business endeavor. I've been trying to get funded for the last couple of years.
Yes.
And I did a personal reading with you a few weeks ago, and you said within 2 weeks, yada, yada, yada. And basically, you instructed me to go for some grant money, and I had my house up for sale. My house sold last week.
Linda, let me just say, so the guys in the studio hear this, that I'm having a lot of trouble getting volume from you. It's not your fault. I just want you to know I'm not hearing too well.
Okay.
The guys will adjust it. Go ahead.
As of last week, I learned that as you had directed me to look for grant money
yes.
has been awarded, loan has gone through, and everything's a go.
Oh, girlfriend, I'm
and
so happy to
what's
hear
interesting,
this.
What's interesting in a time like this, you know, where there's so much bad news, is that, you know, every day I did gratitude, and I really looked for the, you know, the positive. And I think it's really a testament to really just, you know, believe and, keep your belief going, because you really are tested, and I think it makes you stronger. So we are thrilled, to say the least. And because of your urging to look for grant money several years ago, that has come through for us.
Oh, Linda, thank you so much for bringing that up and letting the audience hear it, because, you know, it's interesting. When I was preparing the show tonight, I really had you on my mind because, it, you know, we're going to talk about we are the ones that really do have this opportunity to change things. And Linda is a person that's involved in a humanitarian effort. She's involved in building a school over in the Philippines, and she has been on this task for several years and had every opportunity to quit, give it up, and just say to heck with it. And she chose not to, and Miss Linda's going to change the world. Yeah, baby. I'm so happy to hear that this is finally flowing towards you. The gates are open, baby.
You know, you just have to pay attention, and to just fill you in a little bit, you know, I had all these great things kind of coming about. And then Saturday I sat on the beach, and I believe that my mom, who's passed 20 years ago, helps me on the other side. And I was saying, okay, it's confirmation. I mean, I'm selling my house. I signed the contract on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, and the next morning I was told that we have the funding. And I thought, how interesting, the timing of events. So I sat on the beach, and I said, I need more confirmation, like I didn't have enough. And my old assistant, Lori, called me. I haven't talked to her for a year and a half. She's now a person that works as a she's actually the person that I was introduced to you with, and she works as a leasing agent. And a girl came in the office one day and said, I'm leaving. I'm buying a house. And she said, oh, where are you going to move? And she said, where? And they went back and forth. And Lori said, well, I have a good friend that lives in this area. And the girl said, what's the street name? And Lori told her. And the girl said, I'm buying her house.
Wow.
So that was confirmation, because the minute I met these buyers, as much as I don't want to leave and make these changes, I knew they were the people to own the house. So it's like you just have to pay attention, and you have to always stay positive and know that you have invisible help.
It's so important. And, you know, your story is so timely, and I so appreciate you bringing it forward, because, you know, it was a matter of years for Linda. It was a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what it takes. It just takes a focused, intentional forward motion. And, it, as you said, timing. So often, it's simply a matter of timing. But the manifestation is there now.
It is.
I always knew it would be, Linda.
It is.
And I know you did, too.
And you guided me for 3 years about not to give up.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right about that. So
and, you know,
I just
so many
know
people
that.
Are going to benefit from this. And now, really, Linda, that the doors are open and the initial, you know, you are working against a lot of... how I would describe it is sort of you know, the opposite of the light, or not really, you know, necessarily darkness, but a lot of adversarial resistance in the country that you were working in, just simply by the vibration of that country in many ways. And nonetheless, you were able to overcome it, and now you're about to begin a whole new story.
Well, and actually, timing is very interesting. I had brought up a business idea I had several years ago. No one was ready to kind of hear it. Brought it up again a few months ago. Last week, when we were negotiating with very high-level people in the country, it was brought up, and they were so excited by the idea, they told me that they would fund that idea 100%.
Oh, so beautiful.
I got hit by a deer in November, and I meditated. Like, why did that happen? And what kept coming back to me was, it's all about timing. So I would just encourage your viewers to remain positive, to know a lot of things are out of their hands. They don't know why things are happening, but things, it's like the perfect storm. Everything sometimes has to fall in place, and sometimes it doesn't have to do with you. And just to have faith, because even, you know, you can't have faith only when things are going well. You have to have faith when things are tough.
That's when it makes a difference.
Yes.
That's when it makes a difference. Well, Linda, thank you so much for
You're
calling.
Welcome.
I'm so glad you did call, because you've been in my mind all day today.
Good. Well, I
I've been thinking about changing the world, and I, you know, that brings you to mind.
Okay. Take care.
Okay. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you. Bye.
So cool. You know what Linda was saying about the timing and about hanging in and about the importance of positive optimism. That is what holds your focus in living color, so to speak, and helps your manifestation to be birthed, is the positive, focused intention. And, you know, Linda's experience is in reference to her life, but it also applies to the bigger picture of the planet and all of us and the ultimate outcome of that. We are the ones. We are the ones. I am, you are, we are. Now, there's an African proverb I really liked, and it says, if you want to go quickly, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. Well, we, as a collective, have to go far quickly. So we have to have a change in consciousness and a new appreciation for the privilege that we have of being here in the world at this particular time in history. You know, it's all too often we respond to the disturbing facts of the current times by thinking, you know, within our heart of hearts, we tend to think, you know, like late at night when you can't sleep because of the state of the world or your checkbook, or when doubt is nipping at your heels as you desperately attempt to hold on to your beautiful hopes and dreams for yourself and your loved ones. We think within our hearts of hearts late at night, this is terrible, unbearable, we think. It's just getting darker and darker. It's too late. It is hopeless. What a burden we have to bear living in these perilous times. We sort of feel sorry for ourselves, or we take all things way too serious, or we get locked up with fear, jammed up with fear and anxiety. We are, in fact, on a planet that is experiencing massive evolution, revolutionary upheaval, and too many of us from all walks of life and belief systems feel burdened by this. Well, I would like to discuss how to reframe this thinking into a more optimistic outlook. But before I do, let me check. Did I hear a phone call?
No, yes, Karen.
Hi. Hi.
Namaste.
Hello. Who am I speaking to?
Namaste, Karen. This is Jim in Florida.
Oh, hi, Jim. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. Doing pretty good, thanks.
How can I help you?
Wondering, do you see any changes coming for me soon? Because I'm still in that kind of funk with the unemployment and personal things going on.
Yeah, that funk has been kind of long-lasting, or a little bit, you know, longer than you would have liked it to been. And you kind of remind me a bit of my friend Linda in Florida, because she had an ongoing situation that would have small improvements here and there, but it never had the big forward thrust that she was after until recently. So in your case, it feels very similar to me, what's going on with you. And what the message I really feel that is meant to be spoken to you tonight is that, like Linda said, the timing is impeccable in your life, and the timing is perfect. And, you know, it's really hard for you because you are an energetic go-getter. You're good at creating, and, you know, your makeup, your male makeup and your personal makeup is to hands-on get it going, baby. You know, like put the pedal to the metal and start going. But in this particular instance, you're sort of learning the lesson of the balance between manifestation and trying and a sort of an unintentional attempt to force things to come forward. And something I learned personally recently, which applies to you, Jim, is that there is sort of a natural flow of spiritual energies. And yes, we can create our own reality, and we do bring things toward us through focused intention, and we do have full ability to manifest whatever we need without a doubt. But there is also that balancing factor of being in touch with the flow and the timing of the energies overall. So with that lengthy introduction, let me say that you have really, what I see in your auric field is that the economic changes that are going on is where a lot of this came from, right? Your job loss and the unemployment and what's going on with you had to do with the shifting that's going on the planet, the economy, partially, right?
Yeah, it's pretty intense out there.
It's you're one of the people that this directly sort of kicked in the butt. I mean, everybody's feeling it in different ways, but it seems to me that specifically it rocked your understanding of the world in many respects. But there is such purposeful good in this, and you have so many abilities and gifts within you, talents, as far as employment goes, And I do see something. Now, you are actively searching for work, aren't you?
No, because I'm thinking of moving, or I'm just ready to. It's the universe is telling me. I think you need a major change coming.
Here's what I see for you, Jim. I do see a move coming up. And I do see relocation as being something that you are going to feel more and more that you're being intuitively guided to relocate. And it looks like after this relocation happens, things are going to start moving a lot faster for you. I have the feeling looking at you tonight, at your energy, that your lessons are complete in the location you live in. And I think you have a sense of that, don't you?
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself, kind of.
It's like the circle has been completed and it's now closing. And this relocation for you, this is something that is going to be really, really, there's factors in there I see that present as looking very difficult to do, your son and some other things like that. But what I see is that this move is going to really open up so many areas in your life, and it's going to require a lot of trust on your part in the spiritual, invisible beings that are connected to you. You're going to have to really trust your own knowing and move forward with courage and trust, because it's not going to look initially like everything's working exactly right if you were to look at it externally. But if you were to check it out on the inside, it would feel right to you. That's important to follow that. But I see relocation coming with an opportunity right on its heels for employment. And I really feel that you have a part, Jim, in something to do with what's going on with the economy in the world today. You have some ability, and you're going to be given some understanding and some creative ideas and some dreams on how to fix some of this on some level.
Okay.
And it's important. It's real important. It's part of your purpose.
Okay.
So your beginning is just around the corner, and it looks to me like as soon as you start making preparations and investigating and finding out what might be the right place for you to live, momentum's going to start to gather. And you are going to have changes this year. You definitely are. It's not going to be a year of the same old thing.
No, okay. Do you see
Isn't that good?
North, south, or where the direction of the move may take place?
Well, it looks to me like you have choices. You have more than one choice. I feel like if you have not been dreaming of a certain location, that you will start having dreams where you sort of have a view of a terrain or a location that looks like something you can definitely tell where it is. And from what I can see, it looks like it's not in the south. It looks more like it... Hold one moment. It actually looks like it has a mountainous terrain in some parts of it, and it feels more northern than southern to me.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Karen.
Yeah, life is good for you, Jim.
You've read me a few times,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah,
so
you have wonderful stuff ahead of you.
I'm sorry?
You have wonderful stuff ahead of you. Just keep going.
Okay, well, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks again, Karen.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, good night.
Bye.
Thanks again.
So as I was saying, this African proverb says that we have to go far quickly, so we have to have a change in consciousness and a new appreciation for the privilege we have of being here right now. You know, I want somehow to get across to you guys that it's important to reframe our thinking into a more optimistic outlook. But how dare we be optimistic, I say? Well, we have a sense of urgent anxiety, all right. We even have information overload in many cases when it comes to the facts of our global emergency, yet we are still missing something in that information overload. What you say, or might say, are we missing? We are missing a sense of generational mission. How many generations have had this specific kind of opportunity? This is a subject I hope I can find the words to express tonight, because we do need another hero generation, the kind of heroes that brought democracy to the planet, ended slavery, and gave women the right to vote. Those of us living in the U.S. and also the rest of the world as well need to understand that history has presented us with a choice We have a choice, and we have the opportunity, a choice and an opportunity, to rise to a level of challenge that is worthy of our best efforts. This is a challenge, like Al Gore said, that is able to pull from us more, much more than we thought we could ever accomplish or dream of accomplishing. These are the times that we are living in. Now, Mr. Al Gore was speaking in terms of the climate crisis and the carbon emissions and his new thoughts on the global warming issue. But as I listened to him speak about this, it occurred to me that we, spiritual people, also need to realize that we have a choice and we have the opportunity to rise to a level of challenge that is worthy of our best efforts. You know, we are here because we are meant to be here during these times. And right now, it's getting pretty scary out here. There's a lot of negative information coming at us from all corners. And the things that are happening are very real and very revolutionary, evolutionary, and shocking. But we still ought to approach this amazing challenge, not with a sense of gloom and doom, or even fatalistic resignation, or thinking a savior's going to drop out of the sky, or we're going to hold hands and ascend into a rainbow. No, we ought to face this challenge with a sense of profound joy and gratitude, that knowing that we are the ones. We are the ones. We are the ones that 1,000 years from now, poets, singers, and historians will celebrate by saying they were the ones. They were the ones with the courage to lay out the basis for a bright, optimistic human future. That is something that I'm repeating quite a bit tonight, because too often I hear, even in spiritual circles, an emphasis on the times that are coming and the difficulties that we are facing. And it is so important that we are honest about it and that we do prepare and that we look at it forth with a forthright, unwavering, fearless glance. But it is very easy for us in the dark of night, late at night when we can't sleep, in our heart of hearts, to feel as though we are burdened and we live in a very difficult time. And everything about it is hard, and the way is difficult, and we aren't certain that we will make it. And what we need to do is realize that we are the ones. We are pretty much chosen to be here on the planet at this time, or we wouldn't be here at this time. Hello, we have a caller. Who am I speaking to?
This is Maria Talkat.
Hi, Maria. What can I do for you?
I had a similar question to the man in Florida about my financial situation and work prospects and things like that.
Okay. Maria, what I see for you is, when I look at your energy field, it looks to me that there has been a fairly long period of everything being kind of status quo. You know, it's not really, you know, particularly awful, but it also isn't really thrilling.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a moment in your life right now, this particular time in the here and now, this spring of 2009, for Maria to sort of review where she's going and what she's doing. And I see that you've been doing a lot of introspective thought, and you've been meditating, and you've been praying about your direction. And I want to reassure you that you are receiving intuitive guidance.
Okay.
I want to remind you that it is often, particularly in your case, in this time right now, very subtle forms of leading or guidance. It is very often for most of us, but particularly for you right now, your guidance and your particular connection with spirit is a soft, gentle, subtle kind of leading. So because of the way it works with you, you have to really maintain diligently a close connection with the spirit world through meditation and, you know, regular connecting with a deliberate intent. But you are set for 2009. As you move forward and maintain this connection, you are set for an increase financially. and okay. you need this particular increase for a certain reason, a goal, a priority that you have set. And the priority you have set, whatever it is, has to do not just with your success and your improvement as far as money goes, but it's going to expand out to others. In other words, it has some type of a humanitarian concept associated with it, does it not?
Yes, it does.
So you see, this part, this double meaning, this, there's two priorities within one for you. There's a wheel within a wheel. You have a really valid request when you think about this for the invisible beings assigned to you. You're not just asking for increase and means for yourself. You're asking for an increase and means, financial means, to do what you feel guided and led to do. Is there something involving music with this?
It could.
Okay, because I'm getting a really strong out of left field feeling about music being a piece of this. And this is very creative, and it's going to call up your creative gifts, which have been more or less dormant in the last few years because of the type of work and what you've been doing. So as you move into this new idea, it's going to really begin to bring out your creative dreams and your spontaneous light bulb ideas. Make sure you track those down on paper, no matter how small they seem. I also see two people coming to you this year with the intention of helping you manifest this dream. That as well could be subtle. So you have to have your eyes open. That's be prepared and look for this, because they're going to have the same feeling about doing what you want to do. And
okay.
It's important that you know as you move forward in this that it is, from what I can see, very clearly a group endeavor. It is not meant for you to be individually carrying it by yourself.
Good. That's what I was hoping.
Yeah. And look for and be happy about and talk to yourself about how great these people are that are on their way for you, because this group endeavor is a small, tight-knit group full of integrity, and you're going to do a lot of good right where you live.
Right.
In 2009.
Great.
And just look forward to it, girl, because it's coming.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Maria.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
So it's true that we are alive right now, all of us, everybody that's listening to this, everybody on the planet, globally, is alive now because we're meant to be. We are the ones with the opportunity to embrace a unique, historically significant spiritual mission, and we ought to be excited about it, you know? We need to get happy about this and get cranked up over it, because, baby, it's really cool. We can make a difference in these challenging times. I believe it. I know it. Don't tell me that we as divine beings are not capable of this. Don't tell me we can't do this. We can. All of us can make a difference, even if we never leave our home to do it. Everybody matters. Everybody's important. We affect change in the collective consciousness. This is why we're all important. We affect change in the collective consciousness simply by changing our individual understanding of the times and our part in all of it. Now, when an individual finds himself in a state of life-threatening emergency, either individually or globally as a group, one of the most important pieces needed in order to stay alive is the ability to avoid looking and being involved in distraction. Hi, I hear we have a caller. Hello.
How are you?
Hi, who am I speaking to?
JD.
Hi, how can I help you, JD?
Thank you. I wonder if you could provide some insight, kind of in a stuck point. Been through a lot in my life and a lot of disappointments, and I really don't know what I'm supposed to be doing now and how to get past where I am.
Okay.
Change my hours, organize my room. I can't get motivated for anything.
Okay.
Just want to do these inspirational radio programs and read things on the internet and try to heal myself, but I think I'm going in circles.
Okay. Now, you know, I got to tell you, what you just said, I feel like I'm going in circles and I'm not really, you know, I'm trying, but I'm not achieving what I want to do.
Yes.
That point, being at that point of honesty, is really key to getting out of the, what I see as a hole that you've been in. You know, it's almost like you were walking along in your life and you sort of stepped in a big old pothole, and down in that pothole was a whole mess of challenges. You know, it was like you fell into almost a snake pit, JD. You know, and it was quite a long period of negative outcome and disappointment and loss.
Yes.
And this has affected you in the way that you think, and it has affected your body in some respects, and it has affected your level of energy from day to day. Now, I'm going to give you a prescription that will help you, and it's going to take determination and consistency for you to change it, but you can change it. And I'm telling you that because I have experienced it personally. You know, we learn from experience. We don't learn from words. And I have felt what you're feeling. Most people have. So here's the deal with you. First of all, your difficult times of struggle are wrapping up and ending. Isn't that good to know?
Wonderful.
You have been through the mill, and those times are no longer in effect in your life. This is a turning point. You've gone past a crossroads in the period of time that you're alive in right now. You're moving into a new chapter. You're moving into a new vibration. And there is all the help that you need from the invisible and people in the flesh, people in the body, to help you move forward into, to thrust you into your future and for you to have the accomplishments that you have dreamed of since you were a little girl. Here's your prescription. And because you have been through a lot of negativity, without you realizing it, you're hooked in almost in a subconscious way to remembering those past circumstances, people, and events. And you have to start building a new connection with the subconscious, and here's how to do it. Write down a list of, I don't like to use the word affirmations, but most people know what that means. Mm-hmm. Write down a list and make it a long list, you know, and it should say things on all levels. It should say, I have always been radiantly healthy for as long as I can remember, even into advanced years. God and I are one. I am filled with the radiant power of the Holy Spirit. I am frequency specific with fabulous wealth, and I stand in receivership of it. I have always been optimistic. I have always been happy, even if you know that you haven't, say it anyway. I have always been happy. It is my desire to be happy. I'm happy now, and I'll be happy in the future. I am so wonderful. And go on a rampage of appreciation for yourself and your life out loud, speaking this. And walk around while you're saying it. And at the end of it, say, so be it. And speak with a focused presence of mind until you feel a shift within you, or you feel something like a little bit of glitter falling on your head. And do it regularly. And I'm telling you, girl, you will step out of this. It is basically already finished anyway. It's just a matter of you taking one step and then another into your new life. One little thing at a time, one baby step, and tell yourself how great you are every time you do it, and you're going to walk right out of it.
Hmm.
Will you do that?
I could try.
Do it. Just do it. Like Nike says, just do it. I've done that walk, and I've been crying when I did it. And it does change if you just keep doing it. And do it until you just know it's going to change you. It's powerful. It sounds simple. And most people think it has to be more complicated than that, but it isn't. I'm glad you called because you got a new future ahead of you, girl.
Okay. So you said a childhood dream? Is there something you're seeing?
What you need to focus on right now, JD, from what I can see, is simply changing the connection you have with the past In other words, everything is future tense and positive, and start dreaming any dream, anything new. Just start something new, and you're going to know what to do next.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
So as I was saying, where was I? I got carried away with JD because I want to see her go into her new chapter. Here's where I was. In life-threatening circumstances, there is a tendency to become distracted by the power of what is happening to you. And that's what's going on in the world right now. These global events are powerfully distracting if you let them be. That is a distraction that one cannot indulge in if one wants to stay alive in a life-threatening circumstance. We also live in a society of a culture of distractions. It could be said that we are being entertained to death. Well, there is nothing wrong with getting lost in a good movie or a work of fiction. In fact, it can be downright therapeutic at times. It is critical and urgent that we devote ourselves to separating from the herd of society with its dazzling, shiny, hypnotic toys. Separating from the herd seems difficult because it appears, and we have been told, there is safety in the herd mentality. But once you make the move to a new watering hole, then you will see and you will know the importance of connecting with Source instead of the herd. So what's the how-to? You know, we like the tools. Begin with regular meditation and learning how to simply focus your mind. Stop all thought and focus your mind in quietness. If there is anything more difficult than intentional focus and no thought in the beginning stages, I don't know what it is. It is just hard when you start it, but so worth it. To simply hold a concentrated focus for an extended time, putting the body and its demands aside is a skill so, so important and well worth developing. Because without practice, this skill will not come to you automatically, and we must be able to access inner focus at will and consistently. In unstable times, it is very important to be able to go within, focus, and to answer and make decisions from your learning, your knowledge, your inner knowledge. So many messages from the spirit world to our world today say simply, now is the time. Now is the time. What do they mean by that, now is the time? Well, now is the time to be responsible for yourself, your knowledge, your actions, your spirit. Now is the time to set aside distractions, either in the form of entertainment or in the form of information overload about what's going on the planet. It is time to focus inward, to listen, and to be capable of acting with confidence on what we inwardly know, even if the structures around us are disintegrating and falling apart all around us. Could you stay inwardly focused in the face of deep loss, chaos, or emergency? Could you? We are the ones. Here is another how-to, and we're going to do it right now. But first, let me take this call. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
My name's Jody.
Hi, Jody. What can I do for you?
I was just wondering if you saw any changes for me in the near future.
Absolutely, I do see changes for you in the near future. Some of them you've been considering, kicking around some new ideas and some plans, haven't you?
Well, I've been asking for some inspiration.
Yes. Here's what I see is, you know the expression, ants in your pants?
Yeah, I'm getting kind of bored and restless.
Yeah.
I need to have something to do.
You've got that restless feeling going.
Yeah.
And what is going on when we feel restless like that? It's usually not just a random feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it stays with you, like it has with you, the restlessness, that's an indicator that change is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And with you, I would actually say the wind is at your back and change is upon you.
Okay.
And what I see for you is something, and pay close attention to this, make more time for meditation,
mm-hmm.
and for journaling the thoughts that come to you after meditation and in your dreams, because there is a piece of information that is the beginning of a new, pretty revolutionary something going on in your life, a whole new endeavor and a new dream, a new start. And it's a big change.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jody, I just finished it's a big project that, was, that took me about 2.5 years. And so I just completed that about a week or two ago, and it was kind of exhausting. And so now I really want to move past that. It's like,
yes.
You know, it's like I'm done with it. I want to move to something else.
Yes, and that's important to do. And you're ready, and you're not going to have any problem doing it. As long as you remember to make a point to make time for that meditation regularly.
Yeah, because I know it's something that comes to me when I'm not, what did I say? It's not something I think about or process mentally. It's something, it's intuitive. It comes through me. Because if I've asked for something that was inspiration that will fill me, be fulfilling at a soul level.
Yes.
So it has to come through at that level, too.
Well, I can tell you this, your request has been received.
Okay.
And you really are, the period of time that you're in right now in your lifetime, and I'm looking at your timeline when I say this, mm-hmm. you're at the precipice or the opening at the doorway of one of the main purposes of you incarnating in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you have the feeling that there's something coming that is big. Here's a word of guidance or a heads up.
Okay.
Is to keep your mind open, because this may seem out of the box, and it may come in fits and spurts. You may get a little bit of information, and then nothing for a while, and then some more.
I'm used to out of the box.
Yeah, out of the box.
Out of the box.
And make sure you don't have too many stringent expectations attached to it, because it's going to surprise you, and it's going to be wonderful.
Okay, good. Because
okay.
I don't have any expectations. I'm just trying to stay
wonderful.
Open.
Good. That's just right.
I just
call me back and tell me what happens.
What happens?
Yeah.
Okay, I will. Okay. I do feel like something big, because what I just finished was big. It's actually one of the reasons I came here, but I thought it would be connected to that. I thought I would continue with that, but I was working with my twin flame. Do you know what twin flame is?
Yes.
I was working with him, but at the higher levels, the higher dimensions.
Yeah.
So psychically, I was working with him, healing and doing other work. So, but I've been connected to him for over 25 years, but I just completed this project with him that took me 2.5 years. So he's not conscious of me or aware of me?
I don't think that he is.
No,
but
he's
that
not.
Doesn't mean that, that doesn't really mean too much of anything.
Right, but I thought that I was done. I would like to be done with him.
Yes. Well, I can tell you this, that what's ahead of you is new, different, and unexpected.
Okay, good. I like all those things.
Yeah, I know. It's great.
Okay, I need a lot of that new, so I appreciate it, and I will call you back and tell you what
happened. Yeah, do, Jody,
okay.
Thanks.
Well, thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome.
You have a really good day. Bye.
So, now is the time to set aside distractions, to focus inward. We are the ones. We are the one. So here's another how-to. And let's do this right now, because I'm going to do it with you. Because I think this will show you something. Put your right hand over your heart space. Now close your eyes, relax, and just stop. Be physically still for a moment. Now take a deep breath, another one, and one more. Did you feel a subtle change? Did time seem to expand or slow down a bit? You are now inside the peace of your own heart, the holy space where the God within you resides. You are full of the radiant power of the Holy Spirit at all times. You only need to tune into it, return to that knowing. This is a simple, but not to be underestimated, just because it is so simple, method to become still and focused within. Try it the next time you need to make a decision and you're struggling, the next time you feel anxious or like you are running out of time or you can't sleep. Hand, right hand over the heart, close your eyes, be physically still and simply breathe deeply and slowly in and out. Make it a priority to depend on your inner knowing and choose to avoid distractions of the outer world. We are a generation of opportunity with a mission and a sense of purpose. This can be wonderful, exciting times. The Hopi prayer says, create community. The time of the lone wolf is over. Be good to each other. Gather yourselves and do not look outside yourselves for the leader. I say take the time now to get to know your neighbors, literally your neighbors in your neighborhood. For better or worse, you will be glad you know them when the times are difficult. If you don't do this now, you'll wish you had done it later on. It is important, so important for us all to avoid isolation, to stay connected, and to relearn the ways of shared community and shared assets from days gone by. Outside of your own individual family, reach out to your community as well. You will see this helping each other attitude coming forward more and more as we move through the changing times. It's already occurring. It is good to embrace this way of life in the now. Start a community garden. Offer to help a neighbor with a chore or start a monthly neighborhood potluck. This is the way of the new future. If you wonder if you can affect change without leaving home or if just one person really makes a difference, I'm going to show you right now how it works. As we go over and out, you'll be listening to Mr. Al Gore. Well, no, you won't hear Mr. Al Gore. You already heard him. You'll be listening to the music of Karen Drucker singing none other than We Are the Ones. So right now, close your eyes again. Let's do this as a group experiment in non-local connecting, just for the heck of it. What do you say? Close your eyes. Breathe deeply in and out. Visualize all of you who are listening, visualize. And there are usually about 50 or more of us here. So visualize as if you are all sitting in a circle together. See yourselves holding hands and imagine that you are gazing into the eyes of each person in that circle, fully present and totally attentive and open in your heart space at the same time. As you look into the eyes of each person, send intentional, focused love to them, the unconditional kind of love, freely given, love and acceptance. Send it to each person one at a time. Then remember to receive the love that is sent back your way. Be equally fully present to receive this loving, sincere vibe coming toward you. Remember, when visualizing this circle of love sent and received, it is actually happening outside of time and space. Your psyche doesn't know the difference. Watch for a subtle or not so subtle change in your circumstances or your attitude after this cool connection across time and space right here on the radio in our virtual circle of love sent and received. In fact, drop me an email and share your experiences. It's MrTallCat@gmail.com. Stay in the circle while we go out with the music and just feel the love, baby. Stay inside the circle as the music leads you home. You are the ones. I am, we are, you are. Bye now.
We are the ones. We are the ones who will make a difference. We are the ones who will change the world. We are the ones. We are. We are. We are the ones. We are. We are. I've been feeling like I can't make a difference. I've been feeling like there ain't no feeling tired and a little unconscious, coming up with every kind of excuse till I realize it's not all up to me.
When we join together, we shape our destiny to see a world. We are the ones that we've been waiting for. We are the ones who will make a difference. We are the ones who will change the world. We are the ones. We are. We are. Yes, we are the ones. We are. We are. No one else gonna make the changes. No savior gonna drop from the sky. Nothing left to do but wake up. 'Cause it's really up to you and I to take it one step at a time. Stand together with your hand in mine. Then we will see the world that we've been dreaming about. We need it now. The time is now. There is no doubt. We are the
Karen Tallcat Conley, third-generation psychic medium with a full-time practice right here in the White Mountains. I believe spirituality is meant to be surprising, chaotic, joyful, and humorous. My workshops are designed to empower you, uplift you, and put you in the groove. For workshop information or to schedule a personal reading, just log on to KarenTallcat with a K, Conley.com, because you know you've got the power, baby.